Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, in the next few days, we're going to prepare to gather together and celebrate the birth of our Lord, even though we understand that He wasn't born on Christmas Day necessarily. It is a celebration that is extended over the centuries from the time of the early church, recognizing that glorious moment in time when Jesus was literally born of a virgin. And there's a depiction of that announcement in the Gospel of Luke. And I'd like to read a few verses for you found in that second chapter of the Gospel of Luke. In the sixth verse, it says, "And so it was that while they were there," that's Mary and Joseph, "the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Praise God. Christ the Lord. That's how they announced the birth of this baby child Jesus. And His birth, beloved, was the dawning of a new day for the human race. Those mysterious wise men came from the east in search of the one whose birth was heralded by God's angelic choir. And they said, "Where is He that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen His star in the east and are come to worship Him." That's in Matthew, the second chapter, verse 2. The mention of a newborn babe who was to be king aroused, as you understand, if you know the gospel message, the jealousy and fear of Herod. He was so fearful and so angry that he commanded all male children in the city of Bethlehem below 2 years old of age to be slain, and by doing so, thus eliminating his suspected future rival for the throne. The title king in those days held a significance that is almost forgotten today. A king exercised authority over a nation of individuals, and according to their wishes, the people perished or prospered. And what I'd like to do in today's broadcast is to encourage you to listen to the words of that angelic announcement of the birth of Christ, and to make a positive response to His title as King or Lord. And that was specifically spoken by the angel. Christ the Lord is born. That was bestowed upon Him at the time of His birth. And this title provides us a clue to understanding the means where He is to be the Savior of all men. There are few words in our religious vocabulary today that have suffered a greater loss of their original meaning than the word Lord. In modern usage, this word has been robbed of its original significance and content. Many people let this title glide glibly across their tongue as if it were nothing more than a given name. But in reality, it's not a name, it's a title. And to use it as a name is to misrepresent its significance. Beloved, we need to understand the meaning of Lord that we might properly respond to the person whose birth we celebrate at this season of the year. To refuse to respond to the implications of this title of the Savior is to deny ourselves the full work which he came to accomplish in the lives of mankind. That Greek word kurios is a word with many meanings, each of which has significance for understanding the person and the ministry of Jesus Christ. Kurios Lord was the normal address of respect in everyday Greek. In English today, we use that term, Sir. That's the modern term. In German, it's Herr. It's Monsieur in French. And in Spanish, Señor. So, Kurios Lord was a title of authority. And by this title, a distinction was indicated between master and slave. In the ancient world, slavery, of course, was a universal practice. The population was divided into freemen and slaves. The kurios master could command the energies and efforts of his slave. That was his prerogative. And Jesus used this word to distinguish the slave from his master. He said, "No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." That's Luke 16 and 13. Jesus came, beloved, to set the captive free and the slave free from bondage. And this title, Kurios Lord, which the angels ascribed to the babe who was born in Bethlehem, indicated that he was the one who would have the right to command. And many today have failed to recognize, respect, and respond to this fact. He's not just Savior, beloved. Kurios Lord is used to describe absolute possession or ownership. In announcing that Jesus Christ is Lord, the angels were actually introducing him to us as the owner of all things. And he's coming again. He came as a suffering servant, but he was nonetheless Lord. When he comes again, he's coming as conquering king. Kurios Lord was also used to denote one who served as a guardian. Jesus Christ is also serving as our guardian, our Savior, our Redeemer. He protects us, thank God, from satanic forces. He defeated and triumphed over all the works of the evil one. He is our guardian who has promised to be with us throughout all our days and in all our ways. The angelic announcement of the Christ child's birth contained the idea that Christ had the authority, but the prerogative to exercise that rule, if you will, over the souls of men. Kurios Lord was the standard title of the Roman emperors. To be Lord implied sovereignty, it implied power as well as authority. And when a Roman emperor issued an edict or a proclamation or an order, he would sign it with his signature and the title Kurios. In the Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible, Kurios, Lord, was regularly used as the name of Israel's God. In the ascending scale of the various meanings of the word Kurios, this is the highest, beloved. The angelic announcement declared, think of this, beloved, the eternal God had chosen to enter into the realm of human activity. He came into human history through the womb of a virgin. God had chosen to clothe himself in human flesh and dwell among men to disclose the divine love, his endless mercy, his wonderful grace, his amazing power, and his incredible purpose for men. And I'd like to ask you, beloved, are you able to say from your heart to the Lord, to Jesus, "You are my master, and I will be obedient to you as a devoted servant"? Can you honestly say from your heart to Jesus, "You're my owner, Lord, and I will let you occupy every portion and every position in my life. I will withhold nothing from you"? Can you say, "You are my guardian, upon whom I depend for protection, whom I look to for guidance, who is the strength of my life"? Can you say those things, beloved? Are you willing to say to him, you are my emperor and you're my king, and because you love me enough to die for me, I want to be faithful to you in living a life dedicated to the expansion and growth of your kingdom. Can you say with Thomas, when he saw the resurrected Lord and his doubts were swallowed up in seeing, he said, my Lord and my God. That was in John 20 and 28. When we make Jesus the real, true Lord or King of our lives, he then becomes our full Savior in his full dimension, not just the saving of our soul. He brings us an inward assurance of peace and helps us to relate to others in a manner that produces peace among men. And beloved, throughout this Christmas season, if we're really going to observe it in the right manner, in the right spirit, we must yield the sovereignty of our lives to him who alone is Lord. Hallelujah. Let's bring this broadcast to a close with prayer. Father, I thank you that we want to recognize that when the angels announced the birth of Christ the Lord, that you truly are Lord, and you have the right, the privilege, the honor, the absolute authority to demand full allegiance from us. And Father, we declare that now. Lord, if there's any areas that we're holding back, Lord, out of fear that somehow we're going to lose out, that we have to somehow protect ourselves, take care of ourselves, secure our own happiness. Father, let your love so break down those walls of self-protection and separation. Reveal yourself to us as a loving, compassionate God who you really are, and let us with joy acknowledge that you are the Lord of our lives, and we are willing to give our all in total commitment and surrender to you. Lord, we celebrate not only your birth in this season, but the fact that you are our risen Lord and are coming again to demonstrate to the world and to establish your kingdom here on this earth. We love you, Lord. Amen and amen. Well, praise God. I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer requests, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.